Hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. You have reached, you have joined in to the terrific Tuesday teleclass done every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific. This is Carla McNeil, and my direct line for questions and comments for the terrific Tuesday teleclass is 877-767-7544, or my email address is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to either bring up on the call or later, please do feel free to use either that phone number or the email. Both come to me personally, and I would be happy to answer your questions, listen to your comments. Be awesome. Now, I'm building a home-based MLM business, and I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, to be coached, mentored, and supported, and sometimes even kicked in the butt a little bit as you build your home-based MLM business. So I would like to thank everyone for joining me on the call today. Time is the one commodity that we cannot replace, that we cannot get back, and I really do appreciate you spending time with me, both here live on the call and later on the recording. And today, I want to talk and discuss power and the power of your words. Now, I truly do believe that your words, what you say, are so powerful. And what you think about and what you say is what you get. So whether or not you actually say the words or whether or not you just simply think the words, both are pretty powerful. So the factor that really comes into play here is how much power you create behind the words and how much power you invest in how you say or think the words. So let me explain myself with an example. You're talking to one of your team members. It's just you and your team member one-on-one. You're going over the plan about how you are going to go about prospecting at the shopping mall. Something all we MLMers do, we go out to the shopping mall and look for people that we want to meet and perhaps interact with. So your team member says all the right words. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. However, you don't feel or hear any conviction or commitment in their voice. They say things like, oh, yeah, I'll be there. Where is it we're meeting again? Oh, what time is it we're meeting again? Oh, right, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll try. You know that they're not going to show up, and then they don't. So what was your big clue? What was it that you personally were picking up on that told you that the person, the team member, was not going to show up? That is the power that they chose to say their words with. There was no power behind the words. And it can come out in the tone of voice, or it can come out in the actual words that they choose to say. So an example would be when people say, I'll try to be there, versus I'll be there. Using the word try is already setting them up or setting you up with an excuse not to do or say whatever it is you're discussing. I'll try my best. instead of, I'll do my best. Because many times, even if we're doing something and we don't do it as well as we initially expected, we're still doing it. So I'm sure that you've had conversations with people where you just know they're not going to do whatever it was they said. And you get into a conversation and someone, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, sure. What is it that you would like me to do? Oh, yeah, versus, all right, sure, I'll do that for you. And how would you like me to do that? The power that people put into the words that they say will give you those super big clues on whether or not they're actually going to do it. So how do you prevent that from happening to you? How do you prevent you being the person who goes, oh, yeah, I'll try my best to be there. Oh, yeah. Where was it you wanted to meet again? What shopping mall? The first step is that awareness. The awareness that just maybe you too are speaking without power in your words. You could be speaking and setting yourself up for an excuse. Oh, well, I tried. It didn't work. Awareness is the very first step. So watch what you say. Watch and listen. Listen. What do you sound like? Practicing the behavior you want, like saying the word, please remember, versus the words, don't forget. By practicing, you will become more powerful in how you say something. You will create that authority and the ability to make what you want happen in your life. Because you know what? You are the one who's in charge of your life. You and absolutely nobody else. Now listen to the power behind my words. Can you understand that I really do believe what I'm saying? And I believe what I'm saying because of personal experience and personal things that have happened to me and stories and other things that I have shared on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. So practice asking for the behavior that you want. And one of the ways that you can do that is you can meditate on the good stuff. You can practice on the good stuff. You can affirm on the good stuff. Or you can just repeat the words for the good stuff. When you focus on that good stuff, that's really what you're going to get. So I focus on building an MLM team of champions. And not everyone is a champion. Not everyone qualifies to be on my team. Just like not everyone qualifies to be on your team. Focus on the good stuff. Meditate on the good stuff. An excellent quote from Marcia Weider. Focus more on your desire than on your doubt, and the dream will take care of itself. You may be surprised at how easily this happens. Your doubts are not as powerful as your desires unless you make them so. So one very simple way that you can do this is through affirmations and practice. When I first started saying affirmations every morning, I still have my list of 148 affirmations. You can be really sure that there wasn't a lot of conviction and commitment in my voice when I first started. Now that I have been practicing affirmations every morning for 3.5 years, you want to bet that there is a lot more power and commitment behind those words. I am building a team of champions. I am an MLM recruiter. I am an international champion recruiter. I am building businesses. There's more power behind just simply from repeating and practicing, repeating and practicing. And the faith that you can build your MLM business comes from what you hear. And so when you are practicing your affirmations every morning or every evening or both, you are hearing the good stuff. You're filling your brain, your heart, your whole body with the good stuff. You need time to ponder things, to roll them over in your brain. And by making that commitment to practice every day, it doesn't have to be for long. It can be for minutes, 1, 2, 3 minutes. When you're combing your hair, when you're drying your hair, when you're getting dressed, when you're in the shower, wherever it fits into your schedule, those 1 or 2 focused minutes, start there. You will develop that power and that force behind your words, because when you repeat something long enough, you begin to feel it. And you end up depositing all that power inside of you. So that next time you repeat one of your affirmations, it just comes out very, very powerful. Rather than the whiny, wussy person, I am building an MLM team. Now, is that the kind of team you want to be on? Is that the kind of team you want to be a part of? No. No, it's not. You want to be part of a team that's filled with energy and power and momentum that's moving forward. When you develop that power, you become much stronger in your own belief in yourself. And that belief that you can actually build that home-based business that you have set out to build. It's amazing what that power will do for you. So remember, long time ago, you're in school and you had that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach when your teacher called upon you and you didn't know the answer. We're taught to fear failure. So when you start repeating all of these powerful affirmations of all the things that you want to do and be in your life, you are creating that power in your life and you are pushing away the fear. And we're taught to fear that, so we don't even attempt things. We use words like try and set ourselves up for failure. So if you were to ask yourself the question, what would I do right now if I knew I could not fail? What would you do? How different would your life be? There are 3 things that you can do right now to make that fear go away, to increase that power inside of you, and to really believe that you can build that MLM team that you've always dreamed of. Or you can find that MLM team that you've always dreamed of. Number one is you've got to take responsibility. You have to take responsibility for everything that happens to you. Everything. Everything that happens to you in your life is an opportunity to learn and grow. When you decide to blame others and have that pity me party, you're attracting that in your life. I work with a woman who joined our organization a year and a half ago. And this woman is now on her third job within our organization. And actually, she's leaving at the end of the month because she's always having a pity me party. Oh, well, the boss doesn't do it right, or the boss doesn't believe me, or the boss doesn't. It's never about her behavior. It's always pity me party. And you want to bet that she's going to go to this other organization and she's going to get the same results. And why would that be? Because she's there. Taking responsibility for everything that happens to you in your life gives you that opportunity to learn and grow. So instead of having the pity party and blaming others for what's happening, ask yourself, how can I make it different? How can I make it better? What can I do to change this situation? Because what it really comes down to is you are the only one who really is concerned about your future. Everyone is concerned about their own future, first and foremost. You taking responsibility for that future and how it turns out is critical to your success. So number one is taking responsibility. Number two is learning from each mistake that you make. You know, I read Dr. John Maxwell's book, Failing Forward, and I just love that book. It made me think of mistakes, she says in quotes, from a totally different perspective. So thinking of each failure as a learning experience. And learn to love the word failure. Use your power. Remember we talked about the power of the words and actually choosing a specific word. So instead of saying failure, how about opportunity? Because each and every time an opportunity for us to grow and learn presents itself. How can I do things differently? How can I look at it from a different perspective? What actions can I take to make the outcome the way I want it to? Now, I personally prefer the word challenge instead of the word problem. It's a challenge. Oh, then you get those competitive juices going. And you want to be able to figure it out and make it work. Even one small, simple change will make a difference. Can make a difference in the way you look at any challenge. Repeat the two words to yourself. Challenge, problem. Challenge, problem. Challenge, problem. Do you feel the difference in the words? I do. I feel a difference. To me, challenge is more uplifting, whereas problem is more of a downer. And I can actually feel that in the way I say the words. Learning from each and every one of your mistakes or challenges. What did I learn today? I know a number of my mentors over the years have talked about writing down what you learn every day. And as I have done these podcasts and write the articles, and if you're into reading as well as into listening to the podcast, you can go to articlesbycarla.com And I'm actually going to hit the milestone of 100 articles posted online this week. Articlesbycarla.com. It's pretty exciting, actually. I never believed that I was going to get there. I remember back when 10 articles was huge. But it became a challenge. Oh, I can just reach one. I can reach 10. If I reach 10, I can reach 25. If I reach 25, I can reach 50. If I can reach 50, I can reach 100. Challenging yourself, even just using the word challenge instead of the word problem, instead of the word mistake. Think of it as failing forward, learning from each and every single one of the opportunities that presents itself. So number one, taking responsibility. Number two, learning from each and every mistake. And number three, maintaining a positive attitude. Thinking from the perspective of the glasses half full, seeing the possibilities for the future rather than whatever has not gone your way. Maintaining that positive attitude gives you the opportunity to see potential. Because when you see the potential, your brain will start working and adding more and adding more and adding more. And you will notice different opportunities. You will notice different ways of doing things. And focusing forward on what you can do rather than on the past. And you notice when people dwell on the past, they don't dwell on the positive stuff. They all dwell on the bad stuff that happened. And then they talk about it over and over and over and over again. That's not meditating on the good stuff. That's not focusing on the good stuff. When you maintain that positive attitude and you focus forward on things that you can do, your life becomes potential. You start seeing potential in many different ways. Just like now, I start seeing articles all over the place. I've been writing these articles, and for a while there, I was starting to get a little concerned. I'm going to run out of things to write about. But now I can get an idea from an article just seeing a sign on the side of the highway. In fact, I have an article out there called Are You Resting on Your Laurels? Now, I'm probably dating myself with that particular phrase. Is it, are you resting on your past performance and no longer learning? But that came from just seeing a sign for the rest area on the highway. So maintaining that positive attitude and focusing forward, you will allow yourself to see the potential, to see what's out there, see what's coming at you at a different perspective. I know that when I saw our rental property in the condition that the last tenant left it in, I was totally overwhelmed. The house was a disaster. I mean, she left behind many belongings, tons of garbage. I've made 3 trips to the dump. We put out 25 bags of garbage, some other miscellaneous stuff. The carpets are ruined. By the way, if you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, don't feed them Freezies. The stains they leave on carpet don't come out. Can you imagine what that's doing to the inside of your children, of your relatives, of your friends? The marks on the walls were dinged and they were scuffed everywhere, and my first thought was, sell it. It'll take forever to clean this house up, to clean up this mess. Then we took responsibility for not checking enough on the tenant and got to work cleaning up the mess. Taking responsibility for everything that happens to you in your life. Everything. Including a rental property that was overwhelming. I was looking at the before and after pictures last night, and I thought, oh my gosh, have we ever come a long way? Now, all the time I've been doing all this cleaning, I keep repeating to myself, this home has an excellent tenant. I'm practicing the positive power of affirmation. This home has an excellent tenant. Has an excellent tenant. And I know that that's what will be in that rental property at the end of the month. It's an excellent tenant. So let me recap. The power behind your words, whether you are speaking them yourself or listening to others, that's the clue. That's the clue you need to pick up on whether or not someone is really going to be jumping on the bandwagon with you or showing up at an event. The power behind the words and the words they choose to say. An example, I'll try and be there versus I'll be there. Much more power behind I'll be there. Meditating on the good stuff, focusing on that good stuff. You'll get the good stuff when you focus on it. Very, very simple thing you can do on a daily basis. Remember, find that 2 minutes, find that 3 minutes. Practice your affirmations. Say them over and over and over again. 3.5 years worth of saying affirmations. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. A very powerful affirmation I learned from Laura Langemeyer and Bob Proctor. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. Take that responsibility for everything that happens in your life. It's critical, taking that responsibility. Learning from each mistake. Adopt the strategy to think of a failure as a challenge, as a learning opportunity. Use words like opportunity and challenge rather than failure and mistake. Maintain that positive attitude. Thinking from the perspective of the glass is half full and seeing the possibilities of the future. They're out there. They're out there for each and every single one of us. They are out there. You can change your life by the power of your words, the power of the words you say, the words you think. So on that note, I would like to thank you very much for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. You can take a look at my milestone articles, articlesbycarla.com. If you have any questions or comments, please do send them to me. I love to hear them and see them at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And my phone number is 877-767-7544. And please do go to articlesbycarla.com. My great milestone week this week of hitting 100 posted articles, and put your comments right there in the article. It's just an absolutely awesome format. So until next week, have fun. Bye.